what's the disadvantage in that situation with where the ball was at, being at the 1 yard line?
Yeah.
Is there an advantage maybe just to take a penalty so you can have 11 men on the field?
Yeah, you could have. But, you know, to me it was like, hey, don't give them another opportunity to get settled and to try to make a different call. Right? Hey, guys, like, stay off the field. Let's not give them a freebie from a half-yard line, and let's try to stop them, you know. And I thought maybe they would do the same thing they did the snap before. They didn't. They ended up running the ball. So I got to watch the play and see where the ball hit. But, yeah, that's why I made that decision.
And then third row on your right, Tim Priester.
Coaches, does part of what makes this hurt so badly, the knowledge that, or do you feel like you outplayed them for the majority of the game?
No, it hurts because we didn't play at our best. That's I keep saying it's not about them as much as it is about us and playing at our full potential, and that's what we're chasing, and that's why I'm disappointed. Because if we would have a couple more plays, the result of the game would have been different, but we didn't. And so it's not that we gave the game away, it's just that we didn't reach our full potential, you know, and that's the disappointing part.
I want to ask about Mitchell Evans. You didn't have him last week, and you had him this week. Obviously made a pretty big difference for you guys.
Yeah, he's a difference maker. It's great to have him back. Made some big plays today, big catches, and did a good job in a run game.
Any other questions for Coach?
In the middle, right, Mike Bernadio.
Marcus, obviously feels for everybody, but just Sam in particular has had a lot of these losses at his previous stop, the devastating loss, and for him to be here and have it in that way, just the camera kept finding him. And what was your exchange with him afterwards?
I don't know what he had at his previous stop, right? What does today have to do with where he was at? It's disappointing because he's the quarterback of our team and we didn't win today. We didn't reach our full potential. We didn't win. And so that has nothing to do with where he was previously, you know? And so I feel bad for every one of our kids. Every one of them put their heart into this thing, right? So I don't feel worse for Sam than I would feel for everyone. Every one of our kids prepared their tails off, and they went out there and gave it everything they had. So I feel bad for everybody. And it has nothing to do with last year and where Sam was at and those type of games he might have had.
And you said the analytics, everything pointed to going for it early rather than get on the board first. Mm-hmm. But that was something that I think you wrestled with even in the offseason as you did your self-assessments. Do you question yourself at all at that point, or is that something you'll do in the future if presented the same opportunity?
I'll probably do the same thing. We'll find a better way to execute. That's what we have to do, is we have to find a better way to execute.